Morning. Turn me up. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. I hope you've been rested up from the retreat a little bit. Matthew chapter 7. Let's read verse 1 through 5. Do not judge, lest you be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice a log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Amen. This was the passage that Stefan shared I think it was Saturday night at the retreat, and really a very good message on judging, you know. And I just wanted to come and, you know, add something more to that. And, you know, I do think that the whole idea of judgment and judging is a pretty serious issue in the church. You know, I think that many of us in the church, in Solomon's Porch, and, you know, churches in general, that you are being withheld many, many blessings from God because you're operating out of this judgment. You know, and I was, you know, quite happy, you know, with the message and everything. And so just kind of, you know, something to think about. You know, I this is my personal belief. I think that many of you guys are being delayed in your marriages because you have a problem with judgment. You know, and sometimes people call it being picky. I don't think it's being picky. I think it's being judgmental. And until we really get that thing out of the way, you know, I don't really see you guys getting married anytime soon, right? And so take it for whatever it's worth. And so this is quite a serious issue, and especially if you feel like you want to get married, you know, I think you better deal with this in a very good way. Now, at the same time, I don't want you to misunderstand what the Bible is saying, right? The Bible is saying don't ever judge, okay? And because that would be utterly impossible to do that. You know, Jesus had to, when he was on the earth, he had to judge people all the time. Or else how would he know that the Pharisees were, you know, in sin, you know, or this man, you know, or whatnot, right, was, you know, having problems and, you know, need to reconcile. And even as a pastor, you know, how can we come to understanding, you know, of someone's spiritual condition and help them, you know, in this journey if you don't judge? You know, and so I want to define what that is first. And you know, actually, the more I think about this, I think the more I should share this on a Sunday as well. You know, but the issue of judgment, because another way of using judgment, right, is saying, you know, is using the word discernment. Now, and I don't want you to use this kind of like, you know, because sometimes we take gossip and we disguise it in concern, right? And so you don't want to do that either. Yeah, you guys know what I mean, right? It's like you really concerned about, you act like you're concerned about someone, but you're actually gossiping about the person, right? And so that's not the same thing in terms of when we're talking about judgment, discernment. The key issue that Jesus points out here in Matthew, right, is the issue of hypocrisy, right? It says, judge lest you be judged. And it's that biblical paradigm by the same measure, right? You know, and so what the scripture is talking about is that you judge others by a standard and you judge yourself by a different standard. You know, we talk about this when we talk about intentions, right? You get yourself off the hook by your intentions, but you'll judge others by their actions, right? In John chapter 7, I believe it's verse 24, he says, judge, but judge righteously. You know, he comes along and he says, you know, because we're all going to judge, right? But the key is you judge righteously. You know, Stefan quoted Isaiah 11, right? It's a great passage. Isaiah 11 talks about the Messiah. And he says, when he comes, he will not judge with his eyes see or ears hear, but he'll judge with the spirit of righteousness. The passage in John, right? Let me actually read it because it's a little better. In John 7:24, it says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Right? And so what we do, right, is we judge without knowing the full story. Right? And I think that's the key, right? Is that when we go about it, an unrighteous judgment, right, would one be hypocrisy, you know, judging others by measure that you don't judge yourself. That's one side. That's very superficial, right? The other part of it is making a snap judgment or making a quick judgment, you know, without knowing, you know, the fullness of the story. And that's where, you know, we need to get our act together, because in the Matthew passage, Jesus says, because he wants us to take the speck out of our brother's eye, right? So don't confuse. Jesus is not saying, oh, okay, yeah, just leave him alone, let him do whatever. No, he's saying, look, you take the log out of your own eye and then go help your brother with the speck in their eye. Right, and so Jesus is not saying, okay, you know, now let's be afraid, you know, we can't confront anyone anymore, you know, there's no judgment, just, you know, stand back. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, look, you take care of yourself first. You deal with the hypocrisy, right? You take care of what's going on with you, and then you go help your brother or sister or whatnot. You know, and so I think we need to come with a more biblical balance, you know, what this means, right? You know, verse 5 says, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye, right? And so it's important for us to, you know, to confront, rebuke, you know, but make sure you have all the sides, right? You know, I don't know if, you know, if you've ever been in a, not necessarily a counseling situation with me, you know, but especially, you know, when there's a disagreement or something, and, actually, I'm trying to think. Maybe some of you have, you know. But one of my policies is that I don't respond right away until I hear the other side, right? Because you'd be surprised how twisted people's own opinions of certain situations are. You know, I mean, as a you know, third, you know, view into this, a bystander. You know, you get one side and. You know, and then you go and talk to the other person, you get the other side, and it's like two universes, you know, apart. And things, and so that's probably a good rule for you. If you ever get stuck in a peacemaker situation, you know, or you have to arbitrate something, always get both sides first, and then you can make a righteous judgment, right? And that's the only way. You know, if you only get one side of the story, right, then it's just going to be bad, right? It's you know, be very biased, and because there's always two sides of the coin, you know. And so Jesus is telling us, he's not saying, you know, turn your brain off, you know, or turn off all your discernment. You know, he's saying do it righteously, right? If you're gonna judge someone, you know, then judge them by the same standard that you judge yourself. You know, let it be an equal part in this whole thing, you know, and use discernment, use righteous judgment. God will give us discernment. You know, God will speak to us, you know, about certain situations, and it'll come out of left field, right? And stuff. Since Stanley came to morning prayer, I'll reward him this morning. You know, I'll say this, right? You know, Stanley sometimes quite goofy, right? You know, but every once in a while, you know, we had a situation years ago where we had a guy come to church, and he's actually connected to another to a good friend of mine, and it's his connection. You know, and so we're doing some work in Cambodia together, and so this person, I asked Stanley, can you host him? So he stayed at Stanley's place, you know, and afterwards, you know, Stanley calls me up and he says, hey man, there's something fishy about this guy, you know, like something's not right. And I was like, you know, for me, I was thinking, Stanley, come on, just be cool, man, right? Don't get so high maintenance on me and stuff like that, you know. And and sure enough, you know, we end up going to Cambodia, and it was just the most. It was like whoever he said he wasn't, you know. And this guy was a diplomat, you know, and had all the credentials and everything, and he wasn't who he said he was. And it kind of blew up in our face, you know, when we went to Cambodia. Actually, Kenny was on that trip. You remember? You know what I'm talking about, Kenny, right? Don't tell anyone, right? But in any case, but it was crazy. And then I had to go back and just say, hey, you know, Stanley's got something. You know, that guy's, he's got some discernment there. Because, I mean, I was totally snowed over. And, you know, I actually was so discouraged by it that there was a, I had a, I had a few thoughts in my mind. One of them was that I wanted to resign. You know, I felt like such a failure as a leader. You know, and I mean, I really was, it was on top of my, I really felt like I wanted to resign. You know, obviously that was the devil, you know, and things. But I mean, that's how discouraging this episode was, you know. And so God does give discernment, you know, like, you know, no one else sees, and, you know, even your pastor doesn't see, you know what I mean? And just totally, you know, in the dark. And God does give that discernment to really speak into situations and kind of see, wow, there's, you know, like, have you ever had that feeling? There's just something sketchy about this person, or there's just something sketchy about this situation. Or maybe you're at work, you know, and hey, there's something a little wrong with this deal. You know, there's something not right. And God does that, you know, and so that's righteous judgment. You know, I mean, that's God's, you know, kind of pouring his wisdom over us and helping us to avoid certain situations, right? And so we see that is a very needed avenue in the church. But if you just take the scriptures at face value, you turn off, you know, your discernment and your antennas, right? You might get into a lot of trouble. And so let's take the word of God and let's apply what it's really saying. Right, it's saying don't be hypocritical. In other words, don't judge others by this, you know, by a different standard than you judge yourself, you know, or in that way, you know, and don't just, you know, take yourself off easily and really be critical of others, because that's kind of the cycle, right? That's what Stefan was talking about, you know, in that way. And judge, but judge righteously. Get the full picture, right? This is why we need to pray. You know, judgment, in a lot of ways, is, or I should say, one aspect of judgment is racism, right? You know, and racism just basically says, you know, like, you know, race is Taiwanese, right? And so, you know, yeah, we just don't like Taiwanese people. You know, the KMT and all these things. But you don't get a chance to get to know grace at all, right? And you just, all you do is you're making a snap judgment based on certain criteria. You're judging by appearance, and that's not righteous judgment. You know, and so it's easy to judge because it takes no effort whatsoever, right? There's no effort to get to know someone. There's no effort to investigate a situation, you know. And so one of the roots there is laziness, you know, or just not caring whatsoever. And so that's how racism, you know, really begins to evolve and grow. And that's why, you know, whenever you see those movies, you know, on, you know, when it first starts racism, and then they get to start knowing each other, you know, they have to, they're in a situation where they have to work together, and they realize, actually, you know, this black dude's not that bad, and actually this white guy's not that bad either, you know, and, you know, something happens. You know, have you seen that movie, A Time to Kill? You know, it's one of those very typical, you know, Hollywood motifs, you know, that they use. And so it's quite important for us. So let's close our eyes today. And something kind of an overall picture to kind of think about. Do you think, could there be a delay of God's blessing, even your spouse, future spouse, being delayed because we operate in judgment? You know, someone works for this bank and not this bank, so they're lower tier. That's a judgment, right? You know, someone, you know, dresses in these clothes and someone dresses like this, and so they're lower class people. That's a judgment. You know, this person physically is this, and so they're a low class citizen. That's judgment. It says Jesus did not judge with his eyes saw or ears heard, but with the spirit of righteousness he judged. And that spirit of righteousness is with us. We could operate in that same way. That you don't take anything at face value, but you spend some time to get to know. So as Pastor Nate leads us, let's go before the Lord. So let's pray over that, over our church. Let's pray that we would not operate in that judgmentalism. Right? That all the blessings that God has in store for us as a community would not be robbed by the enemy because we operate out of this spirit instead of that spirit of righteousness. So let's cover our community, cover your family, cover your workplace. Right? That we would not operate in any of those areas and avenues before the Lord. Let's pray over our house churches that are meeting tonight. Causeway Bay, Kennedy, Seymour, Kowloon, and Robinson Road. Let's ask the Lord to just really bless the meeting, bless the leaders. Pray that be a real love fest and so many testimonies from the retreat and people sharing and people still continually giving to one another out of that spirit of generosity would really begin to flow. So let's just cover the house churches right now. let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for China. Let's ask God to bless our members serving there. And let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim, who's in Chichihar right now with the orphanage. Let's ask God to bless him and just touch the kids and cause them to grow well. Let's pray for the Chongs who are here in Hong Kong, and they would just really be able to enjoy this week, and our SP members would really take the time to take them out and just be a blessing to them, and pray for their ministry, and they'll just be refreshed while they're here. Let's pray for Pastor Nate and Matt's parents. Ask God to continue to draw them near and just really strengthen them throughout the warfare. And let's just cover right now. Now that the retreat is over, we go to our next big order of business as a church, and it's our move, and our building search, and our building fund, and we're going to pray for this every day until we see God's provision in this. And let's really pray that God would really open the doors for us, and even cast a bigger vision for us as a church, and that the spirit of generosity would really flow, and God would just really do amazing things in this regard, and finding a building and financing a building. All right, so let's just lift that up to the Lord. Lord, we just thank you, God, so much for the opportunity to come and to pray and to listen and to learn. Lord, and we ask, God, that you would just move in our lives, Lord, this day. God, the year of the impossible is not over, Father God. And Lord, we just want to position ourselves, God, that you may do things that you have longed to do in our hearts. God, don't let any judgment, Father God, stand in the way of what you desire for us. We thank you. Watch over us this day, God. We want to give your Son, Jesus Christ, all the glory in all that we do. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day this week, and have a wonderful house church as well.